there's an element of agility and security and the ability to get those updates more quickly. But customers are looking at, in conjunction with their data consolidation and data center consolidations, and that's happening across the public sector enterprise, not just in federal, but certainly at a state level as well, or looking at shared services across many elements of, you know, local and county governments. Customers are seeing this as an opportunity to greatly reduce cost, and also because of the dire consequences of the budget, really leapfrogging some of the historical challenges they've had around making such a big move.
There's another company in this place that's focused a lot on cloud. It starts with a G, but what's the name of it? Oh, Google. And you guys have been really going at this really head to head. Is there a difference in how you guys view the cloud? What's the difference here?
I would describe the big difference as that we are not a one size fits all cloud provider. I'm not asking a particular large federal agency to move into a government cloud that could have over 90,000 different local government entities. I'm not asking an agency to make a decision that says it's all or nothing to the cloud. And so we provide differentiation that allow our customers to move completely to the cloud if they want to, do it in a way that's multi-tenant if they want to, do it in a way that's dedicated if that's what they're looking for. If they want U.S. only, they can have that. And then have hybrids, which, you know, I think is also a trend that we're seeing, you know, in the commercial marketplace, and one that's very relevant based on this market. And the unique element, you know, I do expect as our agencies in the federal side move forward with their, you know, three core applications that they need to submit and move to the cloud, email is going to be top of mind, collaboration, you know, worker productivity, sort of the typical information worker workloads that you would think about. But if you also look long term, you know, the great cost savings are around these legacy systems and how we move those to the cloud. And you know, those are the discussions around security and do you want to be all in the cloud or can we do this in a way that incorporates the need for this private cloud? And, you know, Microsoft has a great ability to do that in an environment that is already, you know, that these customers are familiar with from a user interface perspective. They have our platforms, they understand them, and this translates right to the cloud.
Now, all that optimization is great, but usually with greater optimization, greater choice also means greater cost. Is that necessarily the case here?
I wouldn't say that's not the case at all. I would say that we are very price competitive no matter which way the customer wants to move forward. And obviously, you know, for our customers, competition is a great thing. And so, as you alluded to, you know, we're battling it out in the marketplace. But I can assure, you know, the listeners and our government customers that we are going to be very price competitive to make sure we're adding great value.
Is there a why would somebody choose to go with Microsoft as a cloud platform as opposed to Google, which is just inherently, I mean, cloud is what they do?
I think they got to look at a couple of different things. I mean, one of which is security, and one of which is sort of the approach of our companies and sort of our position in the marketplace. You know, we're not built as an advertising company that makes its money on sort of, you know, selling reference to individuals and sort of gleaning information for advertisers, but one who has a consumer presence, but also is approaching this from the enterprise, who has a 25-year history in public sector, in the federal government, understanding things like common criteria and C2 security and the elements of and requirements that, as our customers have seen value using commercial off-the-shelf technology and bringing that into the government enterprise, we're approaching it that they're going to realize the same value as they move to the cloud and to the internet with a company that sort of understands those nuances and can bring that together. And you know, it's simple things that I think our customers are starting to learn. And, you know, in this rapid push because of the cost constraints, you know, customers need to think about what are my regulatory and statutory requirements around data sovereignty, or things like just, you know, data fidelity. What happens when my records get migrated to the cloud, and yet when they come back out, I don't have page numbers, or the page numbers don't match up, or they're not in a format that's supported by, you know, a requirement that we have in government. And I think those are things that you're going to start to see, and that we have seen from customers that have moved back to Microsoft, that data fidelity and some of the approach relative to our long experiences in the enterprise and with a product like Microsoft Office, that they need this capability that's actually costing them more, and they're not even able to meet the requirements that they need for some of the things.
How much of this is just ends up being a battle over cost?
I would say that's a big item that customers are looking at. I would say it's probably half the scoring on a number of the different items that they're thinking about.
And the other items being that functionality, I know email's become a platform where, you know, you need it to get your job done. It's essential to keeping operations of government going. How important is that functionality, or is that people sort of go, okay, we both organizations give us that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Gartner just came out with a report on, and the title, I think, of the report was something like, you know, email is a commodity and other fairy tales. And it talks about the fact that email is, you know, a mission critical application for our customers, and certainly in public sector, that's very true. And so, you know, from a customer reviewing and looking at the capabilities and requirements, you know, it's one where, yes, cost is absolutely a factor. Cost is a factor. You know, that hasn't changed in all the time that you and I have both been in government and in working with them. I mean, it's something that needs to be factored in. But the other capabilities that customers are looking at, as well as the longevity and sort of, you know, where this is moving to and sort of what's the value that this company is bringing forward that allows me to transition, or, you know, if I need to move back out of the cloud, am I able to do that, are all factors that go into that equation.
How do you compete in this marketplace? Microsoft got sort of a reputation of being slow to jump into the cloud. At least that's what critics said. It took them a while, as a corporate entity, to say, hey, this really matters, and now jumping right in and competing head-on with Google and the others. Is that a fair criticism?
Sure. I think it's a fair criticism. I would think you look back, you think of the historical elements of Microsoft and maybe Bill Gates' comments around the internet, and how we sort of turned the ship around, you know, relative to the cloud. You know, the interesting element is that part of it is, the fact that we have to do a better job of articulating how long we've been in the cloud. 15 years, if you think, about, you know, our Hotmail product, the largest email system in the cloud. I mean, it's been in the cloud that long, and some of the capabilities that we bring to market. So some of it is just how we articulate the work that we've done. And I think customers and people have been looking at, okay, what about your core products, you know, like Office and our announcement of Office 365 and ability to be in the cloud coming up, and Microsoft Office today and its ability to be used with SharePoint are highlighting to customers that they're absolutely a full cloud player. And one of the things that I articulated at in my keynote was the ability to that for Microsoft, you know, that the majority of our development and in our entire focus is all cloud. And similar to OMB and their cloud first, it's safe to say that from a development perspective for Microsoft, it's the same thing. Cloud first, and that's how we're focused.
Let me ask you to take a quick step back, because this world has just changed so much, and now you can't go any place. We're not talking about better, faster, cheaper, this age of austerity. How does that impact a vendor in this market?
I think, you know, just like customers, it challenges us to rethink, you know, how we make our products available, and also the speed to consumption and how we incorporate that. Many of our customers have enjoyed the benefit of our enterprise agreements, and as we've made acquisitions or incorporated new capabilities into our products, they've been able to take advantage of those as a natural evolution of those particular agreements. And now we have to also be more nimble to think about, if a customer wants to, you know, pay as you go or use a cloud service and pay for that capability in the rears as far as how they're looking at that, then they can certainly do that. And we also need to make sure that we're continuing to have that dialogue with the customers to say, here is where the $9.5 billion of research that we're investing in looking at these capabilities are starting to, you know, blend into the enterprise and how we can address their requirements and move that forward. Because, you know, for all of these, it is a long-term partnership, as you know. I mean, you know, we have to be able to have the dialogue with the customers and be able to support them from the long-term, and being able to demonstrate that long-term commitment, how we're going to continue to help them on that continuum to move forward, is a critical part of the dialogue.